Hi, my name is Meg Lamb.
And I'm Walt Rogers.
And you're listening to This Isn't Working, where we discuss relationships and how they can become what you really want.
Meg and I started this podcast because we realized that our own internal stories were the only things preventing us from being happy, satisfied, and fulfilled in relationships.
So if you're thinking, this isn't working, is it time for a change?
Hey, this is This Isn't Working, and this podcast episode is going to be a little different because we're going to say, this is working. We want to put out a little thanks and gratitude for each other for what we have given each other, because that's the reason why we do the podcast and do the work that we talk about in the podcast, because there are so many beautiful things that make it all worth it. And I'm very happy for this chance.
Nicely said.
Yes. And actually was my idea. So, yeah.
Golfer clap, everyone. Good job, Walter. Good job.
I say that because I haven't come up with a lot of ideas, but this one
That's not true.
Well, okay. You're right. I'm self-defacing. Right. Don't need that. All right. So, what I'd like to do is just do a kickoff about, you know, it's kind of a form of a gratitude bomb, you know, for Megan in my life. And I'd like to do it in a way that maybe would be a formula or a process that you guys can copy if you want it. So my gratitude bomb is like...
I didn't know that there is such a formula. I didn't know Walt has a formula.
Well,
go on. I mean, for being grateful for what I am in your life, I didn't know that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I run down the different aspects of what my life has been with Megan, you know, just run it down. So the first thing I can say, just, you know, socially, I'm so grateful. I'm so happy when we get together with my family. She was always such a hit immediately with my family. She became a noun in my family. Like my cousin says to me, well, that, you know, we're talking about someone else. Well, that guy needs a Meg Lamb in his life. I'm like, a Meg Lamb? Like, wow, you know, but really. So that's just one of the avenues.
But what does that mean for you, that I'm a hit in your family or that I'm a noun? Like, what does that do for you if you're being grateful? Like, if we're getting down to the crux of it, what does that actually provide you with?
It provides me with a sort of, frankly, protection, you know, a sort of a very rewarding feeling that when we are together at my family's parties and anywhere socially, frankly, I mean, the connection that we have seems to make people happy around us. And
We're very comfortable.
Yeah. And people talk, you know, very wonderfully and deeply around us. And that's very rewarding for me. And I'm very grateful for that.
Nice.
So, I mean, you know, part of the way I run through the gratitude bomb is, you know, I just kind of click it off. Like, you know, socially, I'm so grateful for going out and doing fun things with Meg. All the fun things we do, like, you know, kayaking on the Kankakee River, bike riding in places that I've never been, all the trails we've been on. And whenever we go on like 2, 3, 4 day trips, it's just
magical.
A paradise, you know, and just so grateful. And also, you know, we have to come back. And that's also good because when we come back, I'm so much higher than I was before I left. And that's with Megan's company. So I'm there, you know, this is working socially when we are together and, you know, go out into the world. It's just very nice. So that's one, you know, criteria I use for my gratitude bomb when I'm thanking the world, the universe, for what Megan has done for me. And I really do appreciate that. I know that I stumble every time I try to differentiate between, you know, men and women. Well, men think this, but I do want to say that there's just such a beautiful compliment as a man for me when Megan is around because of what she offers as a woman, just by her presence. I'm very grateful for that. I really like it.
Could you kind of illustrate what that means for people that might not understand? Like, I'm grateful that there's a woman around. Can you go into that, unpack that a little bit more?
Okay. Because Megan knows me well, there's a certain insight she has about me, and whether it comes out in teasing or laughter or a real connection with some of our shared experiences, bringing them up, I just feel a lot more full around her presence, and I really appreciate her femininity in that regard. It really helps me. I know I don't want to cross any wires on anyone as I'm talking about masculine and feminine, because I'm just talking about masculine and feminine in this way, and in this relationship, Megan holds a very large amount of the feminine energy for us. And I find that really rewarding. It makes me feel softer, more gentle, more insightful. And it has a certain kind of strength that I really enjoy. So that's, I'm hoping, unpacks it. For you, does it?
Well, I understand what you mean, but I don't think people that are listening that haven't heard this kind of language necessarily understand what you may have been implying by that. So yeah, I think that's a nice explanation. Thank you.
Okay. And then another thing that I like to be grateful about is when you're in a relationship with Megan and we talk about each other's shortcomings, you know, in such a way that I don't feel judged and I don't feel like I'm less and I don't feel like, if you don't do this, I'm leaving. You know, none of those conversations have ever happened between us. We genuinely love each other, and she stays. I mean, that's a beautiful thing. She stays, even if I've stumbled.
Except for that last podcast episode that we talked about when I left the room and was F-bombing.
Oh.
Yeah, that time I left the room. But I did come back. We did come back together.
Yeah, stays in this sense is metaphorical. She stays in the place we need to be to get through the issues. And that's really helpful, especially for me when I tend to, you know, protect myself by running away. And for someone who's staying there and basically saying, you don't have to run, let's go through this. And every time we go through this, and I mean this sincerely, every time we go through this, it elevates us as a couple, the quote us, and also elevates me personally, and that I can be a bigger person. I can have a larger heart. I am very grateful for her commitment in that regard. I really appreciate that. That's another thing that's working. This is working in my relationship with Megan.
Do you want to keep going or do you want me to?
I don't know how to do this podcast yet. How? Yeah.
That's okay.
You want to do a trade-off or I can, I'm going to keep going.
Yeah, just keep going.
So another thing that I really appreciate about Megan is when she has, shall we say, faltered, you know, and done something that is less than becoming of what she almost always is. She is on for it. You know, I'm not, I don't have to like seek understanding and I don't have to, you know, ask for an apology or any of that stuff. She's, as soon as she gets it, and it's now, since we've been together for so long, it comes immediately, even within minutes. But hey, I'm sorry that I was small, or I know that I was doing this. I know that I was projecting on you. I know that I was afraid of, and then boom, you get the explanation. I'm like, wow. Like even in texts, you know, where maybe a phone call didn't go the way she wanted, and I might have been like okay with it. I mean, like, I'm not going to be a, you know, a Secret Service policeman on, oh, what was that about? Just, you know, I'm okay with it. But she will text back saying, hey, I went off a little bit here. This is what I was thinking. I didn't mean to do that to you if I made you feel uncomfortable. And this kind of self-reflection from the other person is so freeing for me. You know, because sometimes I think if something went wrong, I blame myself. Like, oh, what the hell did I do?
We all do.
Yeah, well, you know, so we both do that. And when she comes clean, you know, and she's never hiding anything, but sometimes she figures it out later. And then you get then I get the explanation. And so that ability to come clean all the time is so refreshing. This really works. This is working in this relationship. And for that, I'm really grateful. Okay, so I've hit my time limit. I can't go on. So it's now it's your turn.
Okay.
If you want to. And I, you know, well, I don't have anything to say, really.
Listening to you, ditto.
Right, yeah, right. You know, I haven't really thought about, Walt, what's actually good about you in this relationship. So give me the next podcast to work.
Can we have a different topic now?
Let's pause it now and give me some time. No.
Okay, so I do have to say, just piggybacking off of what you mentioned in the very last point, is Rogers is very much the same way in that he takes responsibility for his own feelings, his own responses, his own way of being in the world, in that even if he is angry or sad or nervous, or it's never a blame point. It's never like, well, Meg, you said that, and it's your fault now that I feel this way. What I may have said or done could have triggered something in him, absolutely. Yeah. And he then comes back, and same thing, is very clean, very honest about what's going on inside of him that is producing what I see coming out into the world, right? So into my reality, the way I see him behaving, he's being responsible for that and saying, well, when you said that, I felt X, Y, and Z. But it's never about you did this, you made me do this. It's your fault. It's your fault. And I appreciate that so much in this relationship, because it brings a real sense of grounded honesty between the two of us, where then, because it's not my fault, if it was my fault, quote unquote, I can tell you I would have the reaction to be defensive. And because I don't have to be defensive, I can actually show up in a more compassionate way and say, oh my gosh, that must be really hard. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry you're going through that. Oh my gosh, how can I help you with that? You know?
Yeah. And this trait, thank you, Megan, and this trait, I've worked at it, and maybe others who have been in relationships with me will be saying, what? You know, I don't know that guy. So it takes effort to really stand on your own feelings and say, Maggie, if I made you feel uncomfortable, here's what I was actually going through.
Yeah, I think that what you just said about you've worked on it, it was evident to me when we first got together, and it has really actually taught me how I can show up that way for you. So I am very appreciative of that also, that you, I don't want to say have taught me, but I have really learned so much from you as a result of you being willing, as a result of Walt being willing to be vulnerable and honest and transparent with me in this relationship, has showed me how I can do the same, and that it's safe and that it's okay to do that. And that would bring me to my second point, which is I am so appreciative for the safety that Rogers has created in this container of what we refer to and what you heard him refer to as the us. I can, within reason, of course. I mean, I'm not bashing chairs over his head or anything, but I can have whatever response I want. I can have a reaction. I can be totally unreasonable. And he is always willing to come back and say, okay, what's really going on here? I can hold this, you know, for us. I can hold this for you. You are safe here. I'm not going to judge your reaction or your response. I'm not going to judge what you perceive to be, Meg, your shortcomings. I'm not going to judge what you perceive to be something that's bad about you, quote unquote bad. And so it creates a space for me where I really can share from a place of deep trust and vulnerability. And it's very different. A lot of times I think in relationships, I have been, and I think many people are generally trying to hide aspects of ourselves because it's something we judge about ourselves. And so we think that other person will judge it about us as well. And so we kind of suppress it, or we remove it, or we hide it. And that's not really then being fully embodying who we are, even if it is perhaps something about ourselves that we are currently working on changing. Hiding it still perpetuates it. Whereas if we can say it out loud and share it, we can then say, okay, and now with you and I'm working toward going in this direction. So I'm very, very grateful for the safety of this relationship.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I always found it very easy to create that safe space because I could never really judge Megan negatively. I mean, I can, of course, but it comes rare. It actually doesn't. It's unnatural for me. The amount of time she has been so loving, gentle, and kind to me at the times when I really needed it. You know, when she's stumbling, and I can tell she'll get into a different voice. She'll act like erratically, and I'm like, something's happening. It's so easy for me to just create that space and just like hold it and not say anything and just not really react. That's the key there.
You don't take it personally.
No.
You just realize that there's something going on inside of me
and it's causing her pain.
And you just let it play out. Right.
Right.
And then you know it's going to come out, and then we're going to be able to help me get through it.
Right. Right. So yes, thank you for that.
You're welcome. And another one of my favorites is that Rogers is always willing to be adventurous and silly and laugh.
And Newfoundland.
Newfoundland. How do you say Newfoundland? Let's think of all the different ways we can say Newfoundland.
What did they really mean when they said it?
I think they meant that there was a new land that they found. Called it Newfoundland. Lame. Anyway, that's very appreciative. I'm very appreciative. It creates a sense of levity, you know, especially when things feel heavy or when we may have just gone through something big together, to be able to laugh about it minutes later.
That's both of us.
Is very helpful, very freeing.
Right.
It creates a different dynamic then between the two of us. It brings in a completely different energy. But adventurous also in that, if I were to say, you want to try this, there is next to nothing that Rogers would be like, nope, I'm not doing that. He'd be like, yeah, let's go. Let's do it. You want to go for a bike ride? You want to go for a walk? You want to go for a hike? You want to go explore this new place? Well, I've never been there. So it's his sense of curiosity that I think I really appreciate so much there, and just a willingness to see what's possible.
I mean, one of the things, the benefits of me for being like that is Megan has a particular talent for putting adventures together, spending a night in a yurt in Michigan. I'm like,
that was awesome.
Yeah, I'll do that. Sure. I mean, you know, it's like Meg and I and 10,000 insects and 3,000 birds. You were right there in the middle of
it. And an outhouse as a bathroom you peed in a bucket of sawdust. And because they're so environmentally friendly, and it was on a farm, a family owned farm. And I loved it because
you got up with the sunset. Let me tell you, bright as bright can be.
And it was
you
so
outside.
Cool. Yeah. It was just so cool.
Yeah.
And it would be easy for someone to reject that. Like, why would I want to do that? Why would I want to stay in a yurt, you know? but it's so rare. It's just like, yeah, let's go. Let's see what happens. And yeah. So I, with that, it's not just adventures, you know, trips that we take or plans that we make. It's also, yeah, let's see what happens if we head down this path in our relationship, and always being willing and open to see what's coming and yeah. what's next and what's possible and what are we evolving into and where will this lead us?
And even in things don't really work out as planned, there's a lot of humor there. You know, the time in Peoria, the
Four
Points Hotel.
Don't ever stay at the Four Points
Hotel. Four Points Hotel, like, with, like, 30,000 kids in the pool. And, you know, it's like, hello, yeah, well, maybe.
We do have this ability to make any experience.
Right.
Or every experience that we have into our own little
fun,
experience,
little world,
our own little bubble. And, right, you know, right. We laugh. And
the ice
we,
machine.
Yeah.
Doesn't work here.
The ice machine on your floor actually doesn't work. And we both wanted to ice our knee, or maybe it was my ankle.
It was my knee.
And so.
No dice.
It was great, but it's a memory even, and just something that will always.
And the people we saw in the elevator there was amazing.
And so I think what that comes down to is perspective. We each choose together to make it into something that somehow works for
and
us.
And when I'm with Megan, I am so grateful to be with Megan. It doesn't matter how it works out. It's just going to be great. You know, that's how I see it.
Yeah. And I mean, even if we go somewhere, I'm like, oh my God, that sucked. We wind up laughing about it.
And loving it for some reason. For some reason we loved it.
Or making an inside joke about it. But also I have to say that in, you know, adventures and trips, etc., excursions, but also in our relationship, that no matter what it is that we go through, it somehow brings us to a new level. It brings us to a new version of ourselves or a new version of us, or we've evolved in some way as a result of the experience we've just shared.
Yeah, I remember in the beginning of our relationship, it would take a lot of time and there would be a lot of stilted moments, mm-hmm. you know, even hours of it. But we still stayed with each other mm-hmm. in the car where
lots
we were.
Lots of silence.
Yeah, lots of silence. And so we loved each other. And we knew, okay, that person's got to go through this. It's okay. It's okay. Or I'm like, okay, I'm retreating, but I still love Megan. Whatever it was, you know, but now it goes so much faster. It goes so much faster and we can make jokes a little bit. About the other when they're kind of a little bit out of line, like, oh, Projecta, yeah. I don't feel that.
Walt has so many names for me.
I'm going to edit that one out. No, only loving, but that's, and we both laugh when that happens because, of course, she calls me the same things because it's funny.
Again, he taught me. Thank you.
Right.
Very appreciative for that.
Right. Very
clever name calling.
Very funny. So, okay.
So, yeah, we just wanted to take a few minutes to say what is working for us and really what we've found to be hugely beneficial in committing to one another.
Yes. And it's worth it. All the podcast episodes we've done about going through this or that, this podcast episode is about it. Yes. And it's really worth it. Things happen in such a beautiful way for us and then individually.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for listening, everyone.
All right. Bye-bye. Doing this podcast has given Meg and I the chance to face issues both on and off the air. Because it has challenged us to be more transparent and direct, the podcast has really strengthened our relationship.
Are there topics or questions you'd like us to cover? What do you want to know about strengthening your relationship? Would you like to work further with us? If so, send us an email at meg@meglamm.net.